It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Ryan Graves here, our NutraMed expert. And Ryan, lots of things happening. What I'd like you to do is I want you to go over some of the latest things we're having through the holidays to make sure people understand that they need NutraMeds. I had one gentleman the other day that emailed me and said, well, I just want to know what dietary things you could recommend that'll make my disease go away. And I'm thinking, there is no diet in North America. You make a healthy diet that's going to have all the minerals, all the bioactivated nutraceuticals that'll jump gene defects that are present in food but aren't presented to the body in a bioconverted way so the body can absorb it. The body's minerals, even in foods, have to be compete with each other through ion channels, whereas we have albion chelated protein associated minerals, so that the nutraceuticals are superior to food. And so if you're trying to remediate an illness, you need nutraceuticals, and you need medical grade nutraceuticals or integrative medical nutraceuticals, our NutraMeds are. And you may need technology too. You might need the MagiGy, you might need a Sonic Life, you might need a mild hyperbaric chamber if you had a traumatic brain injury or a stroke. You might need stem cell therapy, but that's usually not as necessary as NutraMeds. And what I think people should understand is this year we are challenged with more and more challenges to our health. There's been a contraction in lifespan in America, and it's not just due to increased drug addiction or violence. It's due to the fact that we have a toxic world that's starting to actually chew away at not only fertility and IQ. The IQ now has dropped for the millennials 7 points in the previous generation just 10 years ago. And we see that 25 to 30% of couples now are functionally sterile. So unless they go to the fertility clinic, they're never going to have a baby. We have a population that's getting cancer and diabetes and other conditions at earlier and earlier dates. And the number of kids with ADD and ADHD and Asperger's syndrome has skyrocketed. When I was in medical school back in the mid-70s, we had 1 in 4,600 would get ADD and ADHD. Now it's across the country in America, and it's the same in the Western world. It's 1 in 68. In some towns, it's 1 in 28. If a mother is on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, if a mother is on certain drugs, it increases risk dramatically. We have mineral-depleted soil, toxic genetically modified food, toxic pesticides, and now we've got e-toxins from smart grid, dirty electricity, and now 5G network. So it's not surprising human biology is starting to collapse. So if you don't have right NutraMeds, you're not going to make it. You're going to see contraction of human lifespan. In fact, it's my prediction that unless we turn the tide back, humans will find it very difficult to reproduce except in a laboratory. And we will also see pretty good evidence that people will also find that the IQs will drop sufficiently, that the average person will have an IQ well under 80, that the average person's lifespan will be under 30 years of age, like the ancient world in, the Stone Age, when wild animals, starvation and violence and hypothermia would cause a massively shortened lifespan. That's where we're going, isn't it?
That is where we're headed, yeah.
Right, and that's after we massively reduced the world population because of mismanagement of the environment. And that's, by the way, humans aren't causing it. It's caused by mismanagement by maniacs who want to put phony environmental things like Project Scopex to reflect the sunlight into space and collapse the ecosphere, or they are still putting out toxins in third world countries into the atmosphere that are damaging to, say, phytoplankton that are part of the carbon oxygen cycle. We could recycle everything, and we could have an environmentally clean environment that will protect us from being an element of extinction level. Now, we look at things like Power C Plus. It's one of those essential things you need to take. We look at our antioxidants like ultrathiamin B1. For example, when the Japanese came in and they took over Hong Kong back in the Second World War, they had had control there. The amount of SIDS dropped to zero because they took away their refined rice, and the mothers were eating unrefined rice that had fat-soluble thiamin, which literally caused the maturation of the brains of their intrauterine babies, and they didn't get born and die of sudden infant death syndrome. Ultrathiamin B1 also helps to grow your peripheral and central nerves because of the fat-soluble thiamin. So that's just one example of many things, how cultural and even war issues can precipitate new diseases and problems. The Framingham study, for example, misdirects people to think cholesterol is bad. Cholesterol is only bad when it gets oxidized and becomes non-normal hydroxycholesterol, I did research with Dr. Moskowitz, PhD in chemistry, and a cardiologist at the University of British Columbia in 1977, and we did hundreds of blood lipid analysis at their lab at the University of British Columbia at a very great cost. And what we discovered is they had cholesterol, the Eskimos and the Inuit, that was 10 to 15 times the upper limit of normal, not 200 or 300, but 3,000 to 4,000 levels. So, Ryan, I'd like you to pick out a few topics and supplements that you think would demonstrate to people you can't just tweak your diet. You can get a good diet, and you can go to places like Sprouts we have here, or an organic store, which is good to have a good diet that's not going to challenge you with toxins or pesticides. But the idea that diet's going to stop disease is quite silly, isn't it?
Well, in this day and age, I think we know that our diet, even when we're trying our best, is deficient and not keeping up with all that we need to deal with, as you're saying, the environmental stressors. One of the top things, though, is the immune challenges that people face. Obviously, it's one of the biggest threats from kids to old age, right, is what's going to happen, like, with the flu season and so forth coming. How do you protect yourself in that manner? And so that would be one of the top things to look at. And Power C Plus is a go-to option. It's right. Vitamin C is one of those things we must consume externally in our diets. We're a mammal that cannot produce it on our own, but we need it. It's critical. Right. And so when we use Power C Plus, this is a neutralized pH vitamin C, which is very unique. And so it creates a much more high absorption mechanism for it. And also right. It's coupled with a patented ingredient that helps drive in the vitamin C into the body as well. And each capsule is 750 milligrams of this pH neutralized vitamin C. And so it's unlike anything people have taken before. And as you've mentioned many times, you're capable of taking much higher doses when you're needing to, when your immune system is challenged, without right. causing loose stools and problems with absorption. So it's a huge advantage. It's also one of the top five products sold in the NutraMedical lineup. It is right. really a powerful formula.
Right. It's pretty amazing, I think, to be honest with you. And what people yeah, I mean, are understanding is you really can't compare NutriMeds to stuff you'll just buy online. I mean, you'll find occasionally an online product that has some value, but you'll not get free advice as how to take it. You'll not have testing, which I can do, either blood testing or imaging studies, and I network with clinics all over the world. So if I want to get, let's say, a radiological study and you're in Germany, I can ask and tell you which directed test need to be done, let's say a high-speed CT scan or an MRI or a quantitative electroencephalogram to see if you've got problems like ADD, ADHD, or Asperger syndrome, or someone who's a violent criminal and we have to demonstrate if their brain's working properly. We can measure neurotransmitter levels and platelets, for example. We can measure genetic tests like pathway genomics or 23andMe and Prometheus. And so I can tweak their protocol of the NutriMeds and their affiliated technology. I call signal plus substance equals health. And you have quantum biocircuits in your body. We can do epigenetic frequency therapy with things like the Magi, the Sonic Life, the Pearl M Plus, the Progen 3, the Selvito Mat, and the QRS Mat from Dr. Fisher in Germany. But you need to have the right supplements in your body first. So no one is going to get, from my help, if you're trying to purchase a epigenetic frequency therapy, unless you have a consult, and not just a kind of starter consult, a full consult, and possibly testing to determine if you're toxic. For example, if you start taking pulse magnetic field or infrared sauna and you mobilize toxins and you're not sure what they are and you don't have them to customize your protocol, you're going to cause harm rather than goodness. And so I want people to understand that this is a complex process. Integrative functional medicine is living pathology for the living, and you have to be careful to manage the person with the right NutriMeds. Now, I like to go sort of from head to toe of a couple top nutraceuticals. If you get traumatic brain injury, you will probably need at least a Lumen Photon, and you need Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Brain Mag, and CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol. I'd like you to go through those four, because I think people should understand if you're going to support brain metabolism, Cognition Plus, Brain Power, and Brain Mag are going to protect you from seizure activity and oxidative stress. And the CoQ10 supports the firing of your astrocytes so you can form neural networks, right?
You're right. CoQ10 is one of the top things that people take, but there's much more awareness, at least in advertising, that CoQ10 does not absorb very well. So you obviously right. hear these ads like, oh, this will be three times better absorbed or something like that. Right. But when you're talking about formulations that are simply, you're talking very sub, 1 milligram per 100 being taken, you're not right. talking about a whole lot, even at three times the level. And so what you're trying to do is, as Dr. Bell points out and has for many years, is you're trying to use these forms of the CoQ10 that you can inhibit the crystallization of the material to keep it much more bioavailable up near the 8 milligram ranges for the body out of 100. And so that can be a huge advantage in really raising up what you're looking to do, which is the plasma levels of CoQ10. A lot of times people take it and they're just like, well, it's good for me. It's running in the background. I guess it's doing what it should. Well, you can measure your CoQ10 levels. And if the stuff you're taking is not driving it up like it should, you need to make sure you're using the right formula, the one that's bioavailable. And so CoQ10 Supreme and CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol would be great options for people to get that help and not waste their money. And
exactly.
When it comes to brain, you've got that. I'll start with the magnesium side. Most people listening probably do take magnesium in one form or another and see and feel the benefits of magnesium, but they often haven't heard about the science regarding magnesium for the brain. So when we take typical forms of magnesium, it can elevate, obviously, the serum levels, but it does not mean that it effectively crosses the cerebral spinal fluid or into the cerebral spinal fluid and affect the brain like you want. And so there's been really good science came out over the last 15 years that's been studied that for certain specific forms of chelated magnesium have this ability to cross the blood-brain barrier and are very powerful in their effectiveness in working with, like, not just absorption, but in animal studies, dealing with things like the progression of plaquing for Alzheimer's or dealing with what you'd refer to as PTSD or fear extinction scenarios, and then cognition and performance. And then in humans, as they look at it, they really do see this beneficial effect in the way that the brain is functioning. Obviously, the Alzheimer's things, it's very hard to study because you can't see the brain until after the person passes. But the simple fact that magnesium in these animals, like this study's fascinating to me, is a genetically predisposed mouse, I should say group of mice, that has the Alzheimer's genetic SNP, not only outlived animals that didn't have that genetic SNP, they not only outlived them, it basically showed that this was a formulation that by adding magnesium, they could double the lifespan compared to the animals that had the genetic SNP, but didn't get the brain magnesium. And I'm like, that, you know, it's just profound to think of a simple nutrient like that. And as you're saying, Dr. Bill, do we need to take supplements in our diet under the stress or genetic propensities that we have to deal with? Yes. Yes, if you want to get the best out of, you know, your body, and you want to shorten what you would call the morbidity curve, to get the most out of your lifespan in the healthiest possible way, yes, you would use supplementation as a crutch, if you will, to supplement your diet so that you can get the advantages that we're talking about.
Right. Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Brain mag, a breakthrough.
Yeah. Now we're moving down the head. We're talking about the eyes now. You're going to need to protect the blood vessels. You need to turn off the free radicals, and you have to maintain oxidative protection. So I've got 1 to 2 capsules of Vision Max a day, Vein Away, which protects the vessels inside the eye, and believe it or not, one that it helps to support hyaluronic acid is Joint Performance, which supports hyaluronic acid and Collagen Max. And then free radicals. We've got singlet oxygen. We've got H2-plex. We have ultrathiamine B1. It's very good for not only retrobulbar neuropathy, like optic neuritis. We need to give the cell detox glutathione and selenium cruciferate for getting rid of hydroperoxy radical. And then nitroperoxy radical is gamma A plus with tocotrienols and tocopherols. And then cytokines that can inflame the eye, cell defense. I'd like you to go through Vision Max and some of these other things to protect your vision. We also have peptides. If you take the peptides, you have to take the eye peptide and the vascular one twice a day for the first month, then once a day for 3 months, and then 10 days of a month. So please go through some of these, Ryan.
Yeah, well, Vision Max is a formulation that, is going to be a really powerful way to protect the eyes, as you were saying. This is about free radical protection. A lot of times the eye formulations that are out there, they're just built with really poor ingredients in them. And so this is, you're working on the Albion chelated minerals that we've talked about many times, which is going to basically become much more bioavailable. But adding things like the L-taurine and zinc, I know we're hitting a bumper, but this
a bumper, so I want to continue this discussion on eyes when we come back in 5 minutes. So take your bio break, people, but be back to listen. And you can listen to the commercials if you want to stay on NutriMeds. So get to that NutriMeds, and we help you with free starter protocols.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
brother. No charge. Can't beat that, hey? Yeah. And we're back with Ryan. Ryan, we're talking about eyes, and we went over things like Vision Max, VeinaWay, antioxidants, ultrasimon B1, cell detox, glutathione, Gamma E Plus, Cell Defense Plus, H2-plex. These things are very important, and of course we use a lumen photon to lower intraocular pressures, setting 7, setting 3 for regeneration. We have also epigenetic frequency therapies from my antenna system, through other technology like the Sonic Life. We have stem cell peptides, which include the vascular and the eye peptides, twice a day for the first month, then once a day for 3 months, and then 10 days a month. We have all kinds of things that can help people regenerate their eye function and get rid of cataracts. And if you do have diabetic, uses carnosine D-Link to get rid of the stromal cataract problems, high-dose power C and ultra long-acting alpha-lipoic acid called Nutritrala. So if you're diabetic and getting cataract formation, it's because you're getting free radicals. Again, remember, diabetes is a singlet oxygen radical disease, primarily affecting skeletal muscle, which drives the blood sugar up. So, Ryan, let's talk about eyes for a minute. People need to understand these natural technologies will obviate the need for drugs or even surgery of your eye and can reverse cataracts if they're not too far gone with things like our CanSee eye drops, our carnosine D-Link, and our antioxidants, and Vision Max and VeinaWay to protect the vessels in the eye.
Yeah. So Vision Max, as you were talking about before the break, this is a kind of a more broad spectrum that you would look at and you'd say, hey, look, we're looking for a lot of different antioxidant protection for the eyes, and that's that formulation. And so for people that are starting to trend with vision problems or they're consistently seeing their eye doctors and they're noticing it's getting worse. It's getting worse.
Right.
When people start, you know, utilizing something like Vision Max, you know, there's a good chance they can halt this progression.
Right.
Of what's going on. And then, as you say, starting to add in or layer in some of these other things to help the body kind of regress back and start getting some of our functionality back can be really a blessing for a lot of people. And so Vision Max is a big one. VeinaWay, very unique formulation. VeinaWay, though, the entire vascular system, the way that we circulate and our veins are working in our body, are impacted by this product. It's very unique antioxidant. It actually comes from the white part, you know, the stuff that you peel off and throw away from an orange. It actually is derived from that. It actually starts as asparagine and then it's broken down into a very small, what they call sub-4 micron size of a material known as diosamine. And it's very
right.
important because this stuff has this ability to help with the vascular system in so many different ways. So anybody that's dealing on the CVI scale, the chronic venous insufficiency scale, this is something you need to be aware of. And, you know, it's interesting because, as you say, there's eye problems, but there's also something that warning lights, if you will, in the body that are telling you have problems, ulcers that may not be healing properly on the skin, like a wound that hasn't healed, or hemorrhoidal flare-ups. Again, warning signs, spider veins, varicosities. These are all starting to be warning signs that you're having some breakdown. It may not just be isolated to say, hey, it's your lower calf because you were pregnant. There could be a family history that your vascular system has challenges and it needs this extra antioxidant protection. So the material that's in the VeinaWay formulation has actually been in research for over 50 years. Fascinating material and really powerful for helping people with so many different issues relating to the vascular system, including the eyeballs.
Well, let me explain a little bit about diseases. And I'm one of the world's first very advanced functional integrative was called living pathologist or integrative medical doctors. I teach in the Academy of Anti-Aging, Environmental Advancement and Medicine. Some of the top doctors in the world are my patients worldwide. And what I do is I investigate at levels of technology and certified labs here in the U.S. and overseas, and imaging and other studies like quantitative electroencephalography, et cetera, and quantum testing that allows me to find the underlying cause of disease. So, for example, one of the tests that I'm developing is a test to measure biotoxins or added to our food, like excitotoxins like MSG, aspartame, aspartame, azosulfam, etc. So what I'm doing is I provide an analysis. Then I give NutriMeds that custom designed to fix those problems and epigenetic frequency therapy, things like hyperbaric oxygen treatment and so on, to actually fix the underlying problem. And I go back and repeat tests to show if we've succeeded. Not just take the patient's word, because I learned a lesson decades ago. Major symptoms will bother you and minor ones will kill you. So when I hear somebody say, I'm perfectly fine, I have no problems, I said, What's your age? Oh, I'm 55. Oh, really? And do you have any? Oh, yeah, I have once in a while a tweak in my right hip. I said, really? Well, what's going on? Well, it'll catch sometime. Or they'll tell me that they're getting an occasional, you know, bloody stool, or they're having a problem with erections. There's no such thing as a minor symptom, is there? And a lot of times you don't have symptoms before you get illness, which is why we should have as part of a new health plan. I sent my plan off to the president. I'm resending it. It looks like we're going to get a backdoor to directly intervene with President Trump. Now, I'm going to get a little Trump segment here now. He recently had a visit to the hospital, and I put it in my news that I did it early this morning. I was up early. I was up between 4 and 8:30 this morning, actually, 4 a.m. and 8:30, working hard, answering people's comments on the YouTube channel, which happened a lot. We had a big explosion of comments after yesterday, where we had our two changes. But I also commented over President Trump. Now, President Trump is 73. In the news media today on Drudge, it panicked his wife, Melania, who wasn't really in the loop, that thought he might be having a heart attack. Now, let me tell you what Trump is doing. Trump is the fattest president we've had since William Howard Taft. Everyone who's obese, and this means everybody, not just some people, everybody with a dyslipidemia, if you're not obese, and everybody with hypertension and with heart disease of any kind, peripheral blockage or central blockage of a coronary artery or carotid artery or brain, every single one is at some degree of insulin resistance. When your insulin resistance gets high enough in your skeletal muscles that you're not absorbing sugar for fuel, you back up and it really causes you to be hyperglycemic. Hyperglycemic is the fifth or sixth layer of a multi-layer problem with free radicals where you lose copper, zinc, SOD1 in your muscles. So when I measure someone who has problems with lipids, I don't do a nuclear spectroscopy like LabCorp and Quest, which is a sloppy, lazy way to do it. I measure a lipid electrophoresis looking for the ratio of inflammatory to non-inflammatory fats, trans fats, and oxidized normal hydroxycholesterol. Now, when I mention these terms, most doctors, even cardiologists, have never even heard of it before, let alone them. I've been using advanced toxicology in other labs for over 30 years. So if you think your doctor knows more than me, send them my way, and I'm going to put them to what's called Nutri-Medical School, Nutri-Medical University. And I train doctors, health professionals, and even grandmas. You don't need to be a member of the healthcare public. You can actually be a grandma or a professional trainer, just an interested person. I will train you, but I do charge for my time to spend with you to do video recordings and go over specific topics or issues, whether it's aspartame, toxicity, peripheral neuropathy, diabetes, your relative has got dementia, whatever. I will give you the latest information on it. And we have hundreds of protocols. And I charge only $10 a month or $95 a year to get access to those. We have tons of news items I pull up and I do make comments on my video channels. And you have to understand, I'm one of the primary teachers of these things in the entire world in human history. I'm so far ahead of my colleagues, they're not even in the same dimension. Most of them, are even if they're starting in functional medicine, are in what I call kindergarten. They've gone to two or three seminars. They don't understand advanced toxicology, immunology, genetics, epigenetics, or quantum biophysics. They don't understand any of those areas, okay? And if you think your doctor should have those in order to do it, I would make every doctor have to defend a medical, functional medical PhD before they graduate from medical school, and they'd have to do general medicine for 5 years like they do in Switzerland before they could specialize or even go into dentistry. That's the law, by the way, in Switzerland. It's not anywhere else. So, Ryan, I'd like to talk about Trump. He's likely cooking his brain because he's getting word-finding problems, one of the neurologists, which means he's drinking 12 cans of aspartame-laced drinks. So he's not going to be impeached by Pelosi because the Senate won't allow it. He's going to be impeached by the Coke in his right hand. Number two, the man, if he's fat, he's either diabetic or pre-diabetic, so he's probably got vascular disease and dyslipidemia. Number three, he does have a colleague of mine in anti-aging, but even my anti-aging colleagues are not at my caliber. So when I hear somebody that says, just give me a diet doc, or I'm seeing an anti-aging chiropractor, naturopath, you're delusional. None of your chiropractors can read an MRI scan or functional genetic analysis or organic acids. They can't. They've never even heard of it before. It's not a part of their training. So I want you to understand, do not order any supplements online and think your doctor ordered all the tests and everything's fine. If you're delusional and believe that because your SMAC panel looked okay and they didn't even measure magnesium, you're going to, as they say, like Bruce Willis says, you're going to get sick first and then you're going to die hard, like the movie title. Okay? So yeah. Don't pretend to me that you or dumb doctors know more than Dr. Deagle. That's extremely damned unlikely. Now, if you think I'm arrogant, I'm not. I'm talented. I'm driven. I work 7 days a week. I take hours off, not days off, even on vacation. And if you think you know more than me, have the cojones intellectually, whether you're a health professional or a geopolitical person, to call into my show live. And if you don't have that, email me or call me. And let me tell you, I'm going to make you go to Nutramedical University or Intel University. For example, today I talked to a lady who was referred to, who is the lady who's actually Susan Lindauer. She's going to be on the show, and she was the CIA liaison before 9/11. And they, because she knew they were going to do 9/11, demolish the World Trade Center, they put her into prison. And she's going to come on my show, another whistleblower. So you got to understand, Dr. Deagle knows more about functional medicine, geopolitics, or spiritual issues than any other person you're going to hear on Earth. And I'm not being arrogant about that. I'm trying to save your hide, because our healthcare system is sick. And if you get these dumb Democrats that take it over and try to spread to everybody, they'll not only bankrupt the nation, they're going to kill you, because just like in Canada, when you get really sick, they don't give you alternative care. They give you a lethal injection of morphine and kill you. If you think I'm making this up, I worked there. I had doctors in Europe and Britain and elsewhere I've interacted with for 4 decades plus. This is not open to your damned opinion. It's just the way it is. So, Ryan, I want you to talk about the next thing, thyroid, and then we'll get into heart. No need.
Hold on, I'm over. This is, I'm
getting Dr. Oz, by the way, we had no need for a bypass or stents. Even Dr. Oz opened up the study, which was published in the spring of 2018. You don't get 1 month longer life by doing a bypass or stent. You know why? They don't deal with the underlying problem. Even diet will help better than a bypass. So you want to do my nutraceuticals and extracorporeal counterpulsation and peptides and my red deer velvet, and you'll grow new arteries. We'll prove it with a CT scan to prove the calcification goes away. We'll prove it with a cardiolite scan more accurate than a treadmill stress test. And we can prove to you that Dr. Deagle knows best, just like Father knows best, you know, the show back in the 50s, all right? Deagle knows best. So, Ryan, let's go into heart and talk about why people need Omega Supreme Pro, Cardivasc, CoQ10 Supreme, magnesium glycinate, and so on. And people that think otherwise they can do a diet, they're delusional, aren't they?
Well, you got to support yourself with stuff that can get in there and really make that impact. So, again, testing, like, if you will, omega-3 indexes for red blood cells, if you did it, and for most people, right, they're going to find themselves between a 3 and a 4%. Health benefits,
right,
though, are kicking in
well,
at
you're talking about absorption, right? You're talking about 3 to 4% absorption of fatty
absorption,
acids, right?
And then incorporation. So there's lots of people that take fish oil, but it's a bunch of junk. It's either their body, because of digestive difficulty, really can't absorb it to the level they need.
Right.
And then number two, it might be just stuff that's rancidified, you know, has problems with heavy metals or other types of issues where you're like, it wasn't even the right thing to take in the first place. And
right.
So when it comes to Omega Supreme Pro, one, there's no cleaner oil flat out on the planet. Number two, it's in a pre-digested state. So what that means is the absorption rate head-to-head against the same exact fish oil by using this pre-digested oil, it's a 3 times greater absorption. And so it doesn't matter that you're compromised with lipase, which a lot of people are. Fat digestion is not what it should be in most people's bodies. This stuff is already moved into this monoglyceride format as a specific percentage of the formula. And what happens is it doesn't need that digestive process of your lipase activity to be absorbed. So you can utilize it, and you can really crank up those omega-3 indexes to get into that health beneficial range, 8% and greater, and you can do it in a very fast manner. These are also very small capsules. That's one of the top complaints that people have with fish oil, is typically the size of the formulation or the capsule. And so these are actually, the width is about that of a dime. And so it's easy for people to swallow these capsules and then get the benefit of absorbing that oil.
Yeah, exactly.
I do want to, as we talk about the, you know, the issues with regards to the heart and stuff, you lean back almost any time, and especially in our culture in America, right? You talk about body weight, you talk about the glycemic impact of foods, how it's constantly triggering inflammation in our bodies. And I do want to point out some of the huge hitters that can help a lot of people, including our president, would be the incorporation of something like glycemic meal as a either preemptive half serving before you eat, or as a meal replacement. Really powerful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, amazing stuff. NutriMed is the place to go if you want to live longer and live well, and we get the best information on geopolitical and spiritual issues is here.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so
funny. And we're coming back, Ryan. So let's just end now. We're talking about chronic lung disease. Most people don't realize the basket cells in COPD generate excessive measures of free radical, hydroproxy radical. So not only do you want to take things to clear the pathogens like Allicin Med, Nutridyne, Nutriimmune 26Y, and Immunoglobulins, NutriDefense, etc., you want to make sure you clear your lungs. You can use a Omron or a SinuPulse Elite and inhale ground up powder in saline of cell detox glutathione. You can also take free radicals orally to reduce the free radical load in your lungs, including anti-inflammatory cell defense plus 100% more absorbed curcumin. And as you clear the bronchorrhea and thin it out with anti-inflammatories like Inflamex and Ceruflozyme, because the mucolytic effect of these enzymes and Flamex can break down the mucus so it's not as thick. And high-dose Power C is very important. At least 3 to 4 capsules 3 times a day will have an effect of reducing the and have a mucolytic effect of reducing the mucus viscosity and also help to protect the biofilm layer so that your pathogens are eliminated. Ryan, let's talk about COPD because it's a big problem. A lot of people we call it in antibiotic regimes. The antibiotics actually increase the risk of colon cancer because they destroy your good fixing bacteria that can deconjugate toxins in your lower bowel. When you want to use our antipathogenics like Allicin Med and Nutrimune 26Y immunoglobulins to tag the pathogens and high-dose Power C, etc., and the Neutrodyne, which is our plasma iodine, you eliminate pathogens and go through the biofilm. So most people that have COPD or asthma have chronic viremia in their basket cells in the the respiratory bronchioles. For example, asthma, they have chronic rhinovirus subclass 3 growing viruses in the cells intracellularly in the bronchi. People don't know that, including a lot of respirologists are not aware of that fact. But we can eliminate those pathogens, and we can eliminate the cause of the bronchorrhea and the cause of the thick mucus plugs that increase the risk of either aspiration or blocking the area to cause a lobar bronchial pneumonia. So COPD doesn't need to suffer. Also, when people smoke, not only marijuana, but they are in a smoky environment, they need to take things to actually, we want to call, cleanse their bronchi. And we have that technology, so we provide that to people, including transthoracic lumen photon and epigenetic frequency therapy and mild hyperbaric oxygen. So, Ryan, let's talk about some of the supplements to get rid of pneumonia. Allicin Med, our things that send the secretions like Power C Plus, Nutrimune 26Y, et cetera. And let's go through some of these.
Yeah, Nutrimune 26Y is one of my favorites because when it comes to the immune system and just overall gut health, this is a missing thing for a lot of people. They hear about all kinds of different ways to support the body, but the fact is the body is constantly producing immunoglobulins, all right, to coat the gut lining, and they're responsible for the neutralization, basically, of bacteria, viruses, environmental challenges, and food-based allergens, all of which can trigger and activate the immune system. And if you're a person that's got a weakened immune system or spent a long time in an inflammatory state, what you've got is a worn-out immune system, and you will not be producing as much as you need to for these gut immunoglobulins. So what you're using is Nutrimune 26Y is a surrogate, basically. So they come in, and it's like sending soldiers to the border and to say, hey, listen, we got to stop and make sure we neutralize the bad guys before they get into the country. Because once they get into the country, you know what they do? Activate your immune system. So if you are a person that's perpetually fighting not just sort of like known immune challenges, I would caution you to say look for energy issues where you'll run down and you're having a hard time getting back on track, because that's a big sign that you're constantly activating your immune system, whether or not you're really into that full-blown I'm fighting off something that, you know, is a cold, flu, whatever it is.
Right.
So that's one of the top comments people get. I know you talk about, Dr. Bill, is when people get the immunoglobulins, Nutrimune 26Y in there, one of the things they'll start noticing, besides really good gut health changes, is that energy coming back. It's that consistent, I don't crash during the afternoons. I'm staying, you know, I'm able to do things longer and better. And, it's basically because it's regulating the immune system like it's supposed to. And then that allows the body to reset, start producing immunoglobulins for the gut because it's not overtaxed. And therefore, you're a much healthier person and much more capable of fighting off kind of the seasonal changes you're going to face, the stressful challenges of the holidays, plane travel, whatever, you know, going to a foreign country. And the 26, let me just point that out, Dr. Bill. Sorry if I go crazy on some of these.
Yeah.
This is a favorite.
Right.
But the 26 represents 26 specific human pathogens. So when these eggs, basically it's an egg formulation, when they're laid, they actually carry these antibodies against these 26 common human pathogens. And so they work like bouncers. They go in there. They have IDs that they're like facial recognition for 26 bad guys that they know are commonly found in the gut. And their job, they already know, they're like Terminators. They're going to go take those guys out, along with just being beneficial immunoglobulins, you know, to support the gut. And they work different than a probiotic. So it's a good complement to use living probiotic or living probiotic ultra with the immunoglobulins, but they totally work differently in how they work the immune system in the gut.
Right. Amazing, isn't it?
It's really cool. And that's some breakthrough stuff right there. If there's I know there's a lot of doctors listening to you, and a lot of them, when it comes to, as you say, the you know,
well, they don't understand these basic things, but we're talking about. Let me explain the comments that I had when I went to medical school. I applied and got in 2 weeks, okay? And already had a PhD, a project finished, I just didn't write the thesis in marine oceanography and genetics. They would always complain, now, Deagle, you're asking too many tough questions to your professor and embarrassing them. Because most people just say the introductory chemistry, and that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
That, by way, is not augmented during medical school.
We go to the doctors for state-of-the-art, you know, knowledge. That's what they're paid for, but they don't necessarily have that. They have to go, you know, they got to continue their education like you have. They've got to challenge themselves like you have in order to actually have that. Otherwise, you're only going to get what basically, you know, you've been kind of programmed to respond with.
And, you know what? People wonder, a lot they've asked stuff. Me, they said, Deagle, what school did you go to? Did you go in Germany or somewhere else to learn all this stuff? I said, I went to the school of what's called what I call level 5 curiosity. In other words, being curious enough to empty your mind of ever thinking you know anything. And if you ask questions, I say the tower of wisdom is through the valley of ignorance and stupidity. If you don't realize you don't know anything, you can't ask the right questions to actually get wiser. And you need to have evidence base so that you can actually sell to someone else, whether it's a geopolitical or spiritual issue, to check the Bible, for example, if you're Christian, or check geopolitical facts or other witnesses, or health testing with labs or imaging to prove that what you're saying is true. The next area I'd like to talk about is GI health. And, of course, we have a few minutes left here. Most people think that bad digestion only happens in old people. That's not true. I've done stool testing, other tests, I've seen teenagers that have digestive enzymes that are gone. I've seen also people who've taken proton pump inhibitors, H2 blockers, and they have no longer, acidified stomach contents that allow bacterial and other pathogens to get through to their small bowel, and they have SIBO. I mean, when Aretha Franklin died, and this game host from Canada that's very popular, they both had SIBO that caused pancreatic cancer. Now, people have to understand 45% of the population has anomalous ductal connections between their pancreas and their gallbladder. So if you have bacteria that get in there and you've got viruses or other pathogens that have been removed by acid, one of the things about the great carrion birds, like buzzards and corndors, is they got such powerful digestive enzymes in the stomach acid, no self-respecting pathogen is going to get through to their bowel. So they can eat anything, even rotting on the roadside, and it won't kill them. People don't know that.
I know they don't. They really don't. Yeah. It's really, it's so weird because we've kind of just ignored the fact that, one, our behavior itself when we eat is not supportive of digestion. And what I mean is people are on the go and they're under stress. That's a bad thing to do, right? Because your body is literally working on other things. So when it's under stress and it's saying, I got to deal with other stuff because we're on the go, it's not saying, let's work through this process of producing more acid. The other thing is, slam down huge amounts of icy liquid, which then also neutralizes a lot of the acid production, so the food doesn't digest well. And it's a really good point what you're saying. People should envision, if they remember the movie Aliens, right? It's like that acid that'll cut through the steel floors, you know, kind of a thing, floor by floor by floor or whatever, I'm sure you can think of examples like that. But that's, you're looking to have your stomach acid levels that are significant because they are designed to eradicate anything that's pathogenic before, like you said, it gets into a susceptible area of the body. You don't want that. And also, the irony is, by screwing up the acid levels, you've screwed up the pH. And I know a lot of people out there go, oh, yeah, it's a big deal. We've got to worry about pH of the blood. You got to worry about pH of the food, bolus.
Not only that, the average American has 6 episodes of food poisoning every year, at least, average.
Well, because...
And it can be something not just food prep. It can be in canning or improper preservation, or just going to a public place and touching a doorknob and you got something.
You go to your mother-in-law's, it's a high-risk proposition, right? You got the holidays coming. Who knows what she's going to do to your food? You know,
that's pretty funny.
Raw turkey to rub it on your plate. I'm just kidding, mother-in-law.
Yeah. I know you're that funny guy.
But it is, the point is, you got to raise up your defenses. And I know Dr. Bill does a great job of raising up the flag of awareness. But it's the answers become, it's your own defenses. You're like, don't do dumb things that are slowing down your digestive process, and then start supporting them. So digestives, please, for goodness sakes, it's like, it would be like drinking apple cider vinegar for a lot of people, but that's a hard thing for people to do consistently. But you can just take it in a encapsulated format and start increasing that acid production. And the irony is, for a lot of people that have digestive problems, including like reflux and GERD, by adding acid, they actually create the proper mechanism of how food digests, and then the sphincter closes like it's supposed to. You don't get this reflux issue because you're actually breaking down your food like you should. And then, lo and behold, your enzymes start working in the intestinal, small intestinal tract, because it's at this acidic bolus of food. And so a lot of people just totally miss this. They think that just because their digestive symptoms have been alleviated by an acid inhibitor, a proton pump inhibitor, something like that, H2 blocker, they're like, well, I guess the problem's solved. It is not solved. All you've done is taken some black tape, stuck it over the dashboard warning light of your car.
Yeah. You know what? One of the funniest things is that guy with a real deep South accent, and he's doing things like playing a shuffleboard or doing something out in his lawn or jet skiing out around, and he said, I want to see this hot food, and I'm thinking, you're an idiot. You're going to take a proton pump inhibitor. And I remember a conversation I had with a surgeon back in the mid-70s. Now, I've done every kind of surgery. People have to know this. Dr. Deagle is not just an MD family doctor. I'm internal medicine, intensive care, burn unit, and I'm a surgeon. I've done every kind of surgery, including orthopedic plastics, trauma surgery, etc. On everything. I've even done eye surgery. People need to know that. And want people to understand that two-thirds of surgery is done inappropriately in the world, especially in America. It's worse in socialist countries, and they're often incompetent, don't have the latest procedures. And what people need to realize is that when you do things with medical drugs, if your body can't detoxify, which is why I tell people we need detoxification support. So I'd like to talk about this for a minute. You need at least BioLVR, which is activated B6, B12, and folate. Then the next step is power muscle B12 activated under your tongue, so you don't have to take an injection. It's better than injections of, say, regular B12, because it's already activated. You need activated folic acid, 5-methylfolate. And you also need to have methylation support, which is semethyl, in a sachet with nitrogen, 400 milligrams. I take at least one twice a day, 400 milligrams, and 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. It gets rid of homocysteine. It burns your artery walls in your brain. It helps to methylate your digestive enzymes and your myelination of your brain and peripheral nerves. It helps to detoxify all heavy metals and chemicals can't be detoxified except by methylation, sulfation, and glucuronidation. To know what their gene SNPs in phase 2 detox, I guarantee you they don't. And when you go to a hospital after a study in Ohio back in the mid-80s, Japanese law, you have to know somebody's gene SNPs on their health card to know what drugs are going to go skyward because they can't detoxify them, and they actually measure their blood levels in Japanese hospitals. Not here in America or any other country, believe it or not. Wild, hey? Thank you, Ryan. We will be back again on Thursday with Ryan Fraser, our NutriMed expert. Hour 2, John Moore is coming on. Amazing guy, Special Forces, Vietnam, geopolitical analyst, and radio host over at Republic Radio. I strongly respect. We'll be back in a moment. Lots of comments. John W. Spring. Hour 3, our whistleblower, Nuksin. Around the world from Russia.